This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Spiking property tax bills will bring Colorado lawmakers back to the Capitol early. Governor Jared Polis announced this morning that he's calling a special session to deal with property taxes. This comes after voters strongly rejected Proposition HH, which was Democrats' first attempt to deal with the issue. Republicans have been calling for a special session ever since lawmakers adjourned their regular work back in May. Voters in the southwestern Colorado community of Dolores have approved major school improvements for the town's school district. They were asked to approve a bond issue to build a new high school after spring flooding drenched the Dolores School's campus earlier this year.
I'm just thankful that the people of Dolores saw what we saw, which was that these schools need to be repaired. The flood mitigation is a big thing, and we've got to fix the flooding issues. We're tired of filling sandbags. This is for our future. This is for our kids.
Superintendent Reese Blinko there. The current high school was built in 1954. It will be remodeled to serve middle school students, and an entirely new high school will be built. The target date for move-in is 2026. A scientist who spent 29 years with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is under scrutiny after anomalies were discovered in her work. Yvonne Woods was a longtime member of CBI's Forensic Services Team, which analyzes and preserves evidence found at crime scenes. A review of previous cases led to the discovery of anomalies in DNA testing she conducted. CBI says it's looking into Woods' work and the forensic team's procedures. Woods has served as an expert in major cases, including the investigation of basketball star Kobe Bryant on rape accusations. Sunny to partly cloudy skies along the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.